fight between democracy and oligarchs. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That context from President Biden while visiting U.S. troops in Poland, who are part of a ramped-up defense for NATO's eastern flank.
So what's at stake, not just in what we're doing here in Ukraine to try to help the Ukrainian people and keep the massacre from continuing, but beyond that, what's at stake is what are your kids and grandkids going to look like in terms of their freedom.
The president praising the courage of Ukrainian troops and civilians, also visiting refugees. More than 2 million have fled to Poland alone. Ukraine now says about 300 people were killed in last week's Russian airstrike on a theater being used for shelter, and they're singling out a Russian general for the devastation in that city.
The general is Mikhail Mezentsev. The interesting thing about him is he studied in Kyiv at the Higher Combined Arms Command School, and he was a big designer of Russia's strategy in the siege of Aleppo in Syria. It showed similar brutality to what we're seeing in the city of Mariupol. It involved things like cluster bombs, incendiary bombs, and chemical weapons, all of them illegal. Ukrainians say Mezentsev is behind the bombing at the maternity hospital in Mariupol and the bombing at the drama theater.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Lviv. The French president says he's hoping to talk with Russian President Putin soon, focusing in part on efforts to get people out of Mariupol. Earlier today, the U.S. and EU announcing a partnership aimed at easing Europe's dependence on Russian energy supplies with help from more natural gas from the U.S. The tentative deal ending a teacher's walkout in Minneapolis is winning praise from union leader Sean Layden.
The collective action of our members has shown that strikes work.
He says they wanted fundamental change. The deal includes boosting pay for support staff. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Two men who worked at a Pennsylvania care home are accused of abusing residents.
Federal prosecutors announced hate crimes criminal charges against Zachary Lee Donnell and Tyler Smith, accusing them of abusing patients at McGuire Memorial Residential Facility in New Brighton who are not able to speak and can't defend themselves. Donnell, who is 28, and Smith, who is 31, were named in a 12-count indictment by a grand jury that describes residents being punched in the face and head, choked, kicked in the face, jumped on, and caustic substances rubbed into their eyes, among other behaviors. The indictment says the two men, who are white, used a racial slur to describe black patients. Police say the abuse came to light during an investigation of Donnell for another matter. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
A federal jury in San Antonio awards more than $10 million to the family of a man fatally shot by two deputies in 2015 while he had his arms raised. Video showed Gilbert Flores was also holding a knife when he was killed. A grand jury declined to indict the deputies, but the family filed a civil lawsuit, arguing in part the deputies' lives were not in danger when they opened fire. And the jury found that Flores' constitutional rights were violated. Carpooling makes a comeback, fueled by record gas prices in Seattle.
Jeremy Johnson and Steve Butcher drive to and from work together every day during the week. Picking up and dropping off Butcher adds about 50 minutes to Johnson's daily commute. But the amount he's saving on gas makes that time worth it.
After finding out what my round trip is, after doing the math, I think I save about $350 a month in fuel.
Butcher is also saving hundreds of dollars a month since he started riding with Johnson. As long as prices are this high, Johnson and Butcher say they'll keep riding together.
I will ride this out as long as I can.
It's a door-to-door service that really works well for me.
In Seattle, Jake Karalexis, Fox News.
Oil prices topping 113 a barrel today on a choppy day for stocks, but the Dow up about 150 at the close. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.